The nation's new tax law places a cap on the amount of state and local taxes that someone can deduct from their taxable federal income. In response, state lawmakers amended the state's tax system to mitigate increased costs for residents. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the federal government may soon attempt to nullify one of those changes.
The New York State Legislature enacted two so-called workarounds to the new $10,000 cap on state and local income tax deductions. One would allow businesses to opt into a payroll tax system where the employer would pay the employee's income taxes and lower their salary by the same amount. The second workaround is the establishment of new charitable funds to pay for public services like health care and education. New Yorkers could quote-unquote donate their state income taxes above $10,000 into these funds and use the unlimited charitable contribution deduction to lower their taxable federal income.
So on balance, you're better off. But there's a lot of uncertainty about this.
That's Leonard Berman, co-founder of the Tax Policy Center and a professor at Syracuse University's Maxwell School of Public Affairs. He says there are potential legal issues with characterizing taxes one owes to the state as a gift to charity. The IRS has recently released a memo announcing its intention to propose regulations on what counts as charitable contributions.
They're skeptical of these schemes, and if they decide that this isn't really charity, then basically these things don't work.
But Kirk Stark, a tax law and policy professor at UCLA, says it may not be so easy for the federal government to quash New York's workaround. New IRS regulations on what is a charity could upend a system that many states currently use to support programs that may also not count as charity, like charter schools.
I'm sure that all of these private school voucher programs and the advocates for those programs will be urging the IRS to preserve the rule that we have never required any donor to any charitable entity to reduce the amount of their charitable contribution deduction by the value of the tax benefits.
Any new restrictive regulations from the IRS will also likely be challenged in court. Stark says the best way to resolve the matter is for Congress to pass new legislation. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.